There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
For marriage, now that in your second marriage, your new marriage, what are the best advice that you can give us that are trying to make things work?
I think it's definitely communication, but more communication when you don't feel like it.
I used to be the one that would criticize the stay-at-home moms, I'll be honest. And I've been doing it for about a year. And I'm just like, no, honestly, my respects. You start at 6 a.m. and you don't stop till 8, 9 o'clock at night. And you don't get paid for this, dude.
Guys, and welcome to season 3 of Cheekies and Chill in our brand new set, you guys. Round of applause for that. Ah, I'm so excited. This is our very first episode, and I am grateful, and I have like little cards. O sea, we are elevating this. So, to start this very first episode, the third season, thanks to you guys, to all the listeners, thank you so much. I have a very special, actually two very special guests. One of them have been on the pod before. She is a entrepreneur. She is a singer. She is a CEO of a very important company. She's a mommy. She's a wife. And she's my sister, Jacqueline. Jacqueline Rivera Campos and her husband, Mike Campos, you guys. A round of applause for them.
Yay, yay, yay.
Everyone at home, clap too. No, I'm just kidding.
All together now.
Car, just be careful. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sister.
I love your set. It's beautiful.
Thank you, sister. The colors are warm, right?
Very cute. Yeah, very you.
A lot of ideas.
Yes, exactly. Because you guys, actually, we're talking about this. And thank you. Because I wanted it to be very warm and homey. And for it to give you like a nice little just warm
like,
hug.
Like a hug?
Yes. And talking about that. There's a few things that I'm going to talk to my sister and Mike about. I call Mike my bro, or, you know, that's my homie. But I don't want to talk too much about a certain subject, about their relationship, because as many of you may know, or maybe you don't know, Jackie and Mike, you guys have been married for how long?
11 years in total.
11 years in total.
Yes.
They just got remarried.
Yes.
They just renewed their vows.
Mm-hmm.
And that was beautiful. I have to say, you guys, I had a blast at
their
wedding.
Thank you, sister. Your speech was amazing.
Really? Yeah. I don't remember. I was a little buzzed. I was a little buzzed, but it was so fun because can I be honest?
Yeah.
The first wedding, I was like, okay, let me tell you guys. The first wedding, there was no alcohol.
No.
There was only Christian
music. First,
we
got married on a Wednesday.
They got married on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
My mom and I think stuff was getting a little weird between my mom and I then. So it was, the tension was weird. Anyways, fine. It was great. But this one was so much better.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's very completely different. I did a bandero dance.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
And an altar call.
So is it safe to say that you guys were more religious back then?
Oh, yes.
And the mindset
living by the rules.
Living by the rules. Mm-hmm. Which is, there's a difference between like religion and being a person of faith.
Yes, correct? Having a relationship.
Can you guys explain that real quick? I don't know who wants to go first, but you guys.
I'll let Jackie explain it more in details. But back then, it was more taught if you act a certain way out, like if I look better outside, outwardly, then that makes you a good Christian. So that's why our first wedding, you can kind of see there was a lot of like, let's make sure it looks good. But then at that time, I didn't know what was more important was the inside. So,
yeah,
the relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I see a huge difference in you, Mike, in so many different ways, you guys, because we're going to talk a little bit. And again, the whole point that I was saying was we can't talk too much. We don't want to talk too much about the depth of their relationship because they've gone through a lot and they got remarried and they're just two completely different people. Their relationship is completely different. Because Mike, my brother-in-law here, is going to come out with his own. Well, actually, already came out with his own podcast. His podcast is called, what is it called? I want him to introduce it.
It's embarrassing.
Be proud. Well,
in the process, I'm working in my own self-confidence and stuff like that. But it's actually going to be called The Mac Effect. So
The Mac Effect, you guys. So I think it's awesome, but it's also because those are your initials,
right?
Those
are my initials,
not
yeah.
Not because he's a Mac Daddy, but
He ain't no Mac Miguel. Daddy. Not his
Campos. It's my initials.
Okay, and then what are you going to talk about on that podcast?
Well, the purpose for it at first, because I already have, I actually sat down with my wife and I asked for her help as far as, you know, help me how to schedule the first season. So I already have the first 10 episodes.
Oh, nice.
As far as what we're going to discuss. But the purpose of it is to help other men. Okay. I really want to help men because I feel like we don't get that help. Like it's not easy for a man to say, hey, you know what? I'm struggling in my marriage or I'm struggling as a man.
Especially as Latinos, huh?
Yeah.
I'm machismo. There's a little bit of, pride.
Oh, and I'm still going through it now. So that's kind of the purpose. And then if it branches off to other stuff, you know, for marriages and things like that, then let's go for it, you know? And
that's awesome.
And yeah, that's the purpose.
So you guys are going to talk about all the, because there were so many things that were said and not even said, but made up too about your guys' relationship and just a lot of stuff. So I'm sure you guys are going to talk about that on there, which I think is super cool because it should come out of you guys. And this is your relationship. And you guys should do it together, which I think is awesome. So congratulations on that, bro.
Thank you. I think that's awesome.
I think that's what I do here on the podcast. I'm very honest and about everything. And that's the only way is to change lives is if we're honest.
Vulnerability.
Being vulnerable. There's so much power in being vulnerable. So I think that that's great, especially being a voice for Latino men. In general, I mean, there's so many taboos, you know, and all this stuff. So I think that's great. I wish you the very best. And maybe one day. I can go on your podcast, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay. Sure. Well, all right. We're going to go to Mac Daddy's. No, I mean, not Mac Daddy's. Mac Effect. okay. So I don't even know. I didn't really have too much planned as to what we wanted to talk about because there's so much to talk about. I do want to kind of, and I'm glad that Mike is here because we've been on the podcast and we've talked about different things, even on Janica's podcast, Over Comfort. You guys check those episodes out as well because we had very deep conversations on there as well.
I cried.
I know. Anyways, we're such crybabies.
Yeah, a little bit.
Emilio's like, you and Jackie are like so much alike. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're like goofy and silly and like crybabies. We just,
the voice, everything.
Everything. It's true. So this is my sister, guys.
I mean, she basically raised me. So yeah, it makes sense.
So, okay. So I wanted to talk to you about, first of all, the mommy makeover. Okay, which I was there.
Yes.
I helped out. But I have to tell you guys, and I said this on Thanksgiving. Again, I was drinking tequila, so I don't remember too much. But it was awesome because I've seen the change in your guys' relationship and in both of you. But I got to experience it firsthand being there.
Yeah.
Helping take care of you.
Yeah.
And I love that he was like, this is my wife. Like, he was like on it, you know what I mean? And like even the first day, you're like, I respect it. Like, hey, do you need me there the very first day? And you're like, okay, no. Like I think it was beautiful. But anyways, I got there helping her out. But dude, let me tell you guys, the patience of this man that I was like, whoa. Hasta me dan ganas de llorar. It gets me emotional because he was very different. And he'll tell you guys about this on his podcast. He's gonna be like, but he was very different. Even you, sister, were very different.
Yeah, very, very different.
You're very different. Now I see it. It's a very strong relationship. But the fact that he was taking care of my sister and was
wiping her booty.
Yeah,
and everything. Thing. Like, was patient. I don't know how this guy did it. I don't know how he did it, because he would wake up and take the kids to school and he would make them their pack their lunch and the breakfast and take some and then come back and pick up the other one and then take care of my sister. And it was just, I'm glad that Jenica and I, because it wasn't just me, Jenica also helped out, that you freaking were there, dude. And the way that you're loving my sister, like, I can tell you that I'm so grateful that you guys have stayed together and have four beautiful children, you know, and I'm very proud of you guys. I have to say it. And what I said on Thanksgiving, and I don't really remember what it was, but I know it was about your relationship. Yeah, I'm like, this
guy.
And I was crying, I think.
I think you were really grateful for him.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you, dude.
Did a toast for him.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for you, and I'm proud of where you guys have come and how hard you guys have both worked for this relationship. And you guys have, can I say who your therapists are, your counselors?
Yes.
Okay, because Tanya, who's also been on the podcast, you guys, I met Tanya because of my sister. And Tanya, and I think I kind of touched on it a little bit. So my sister gave me 5 sessions to Tanya for Christmas. And was it Christmas or my birthday?
It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. Mm-hmm. One of the best gifts ever, you guys. And from there, it developed. We had she's helped me out so much with so many things. And now she is also, and Rudy is now Tanya's husband, is also now Emilio's life coach.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it's
awesome.
Gonna be, they did a whole 2-hour session the other day. He came,
that
he was like,
so good.
Dude, I'm blown away. Yeah. I am blown away.
Rudy's my mentor.
He's your mentor. Yeah. So that's who helped you guys, your relationship, right?
Well, first, Tanya was his therapist before I started going.
I started going to Tanya.
While we were separated.
While we were separated. Because I knew I needed the help. So I started going to Tanya before, and then, and it was just crazy. Like, Tanya really blessed me, because her testimony is
insane.
And then, I don't know, out of the blues, I convinced her again to give me another shot. And while we were talking, I told her, like, hey, if we're going to try this again, like, we're going to do things differently, which is we're definitely getting counseling. Like, we're not doing this alone. Mm-hmm. And those were some sessions.
Wow. Dude, so it came from you. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, you guys. Okay. See, I'm a huge advocate for therapy. You guys, I always say,
which a lot of Hispanics don't.
So thanks to Mike. He's the one that introduced us to Tanya. They're amazing. Yeah.
Honestly,
breath of life. Breath of life, you guys. So if you want to check them out. Okay, so that's awesome. And you guys still go with them?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, it's in life thing that we're gonna need?
I think definitely, just because we have different seasons in our life. I mean, there's different curveballs that life throws at us, and you just need that sounding board to get it all off.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you're gonna feel really amazing. Sometimes you're just gonna be like, nope, I need to go back, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's not like you get better and then that's it, you're good for life.
Yeah, yeah. I feel it's kind of like a car. We need our oil change. We need fine tuning, exactly. Because I think for sure it's something that I want to do for the rest of my life, and now. You know, it's premarital counseling I'm realizing, and I'm not perfect, right? You know, I thought I was, but I'm not.
It's okay.
So I'm like, okay. Emilio's so patient. He's just so different. I mean, you should have him on your podcast too.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. So you guys can talk about, that would be cool.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
How is the relationship now that you're CEO? Like, has it been tough? Honestly.
I think there's moments that make it tough.
And I mean CEO of Jenny Rivera Enterprises, by the way, yes. Just in case anyone doesn't know. That's our mom. Anyways, go sister.
That's our mom. I think there's moments that are tough just because I'm totally like not I'm Mike is taking care of the home. So okay. There's growth that he had to learn, and then there I had to let go in order for me to take care of JRE. But it's a lot of checking in, and we got to talk, and sometimes being intentional about having those meetings is the tough part. Like it takes a lot of intentionality because we can get a disconnect.
Okay.
And you don't want that. I don't want to get into a routine and then check out of my home because I'm trying to take care of this. So right.
You're being smart.
There's a lot of intentionality that's needed.
Okay. So when you say take care of the home, like, what do you mean? Like I saw it. So, I mean, you take care of everything.
He's sacrificed a lot.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to ask you because, again, being a Latino man, how was that?
Well, I'll go more into depth, you know, some other time, either here or mine or it doesn't matter. But
do it on yours.
What's crazy is just that, you know, there's past trauma that we're still living through or we were living through. So just to kind of give a little bit of an example, I always say in our first marriage because we're in our second one, you know, but. In our first marriage, we kind of tried I quit my job and I was trying to pursue real estate at that time. Mm-hmm. And at that time, real estate is just like it's infested with agents. Like everyone has a tío or a tía or someone that's in real estate. So it's just it's hard. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't working for us. And that's when we kind of started having our hardship. And that's when we broke up, when we separated. So then coming back together. I was working, she's working, and then we get hit with the, hey, you know, JRE's coming. I'm going to start working for my mom. It's going to become serious. What do we do? And we started noticing the kids are just everywhere because I was so busy at work. She was busy at work. And we had a nanny or a babysitter. But like JJ, when he would go to the babysitter, he would just start crying. Like he didn't like it.
Yeah.
We tried that for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was quite some time. And then eventually I just told her, I said, hey, look, I'll be honest. Like at my job too, I'm unhappy because I was a recruiter and it's always like get more people. Like it's never enough.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's always demand. So then I'm like, I'm not happy with that. Like I'm not. And we just kind of both felt like, should you stay home? And then I dedicate myself into this full time.
Which for us, it was hard. It seemed like it was going to be the best thing for our family. But it was also carried trauma from what happened the first time. So it's like we had to intentionally heal those things. That way we can do this. Because it felt like we both had an understanding that this is what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's scary.
It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the machismo part too is like, you know, you don't want people saying that, you know, te están manteniendo and all this stuff. So I had my sessions with Rudy and I'm like, what do you think? And Rudy's like, bro, if God puts you in a place, what does it matter what people say?
Absolutely.
That's the place God puts you in.
Yeah.
And I still battle with it till today. Like till today, I'm like, man, like I feel like I need to be doing something. but you see the fruits in the house, like
you are doing something.
Like Jackie saw
100%. The kids are.
I tell Jackie all the time, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I used to be the one that would criticize the stay-at-home moms. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, how hard is it to stay home?
Mm-hmm. To cook and to clean.
Yeah,
and to
like rest. I'm like, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're picking up the kids, you're dropping off. Like, how hard can this be?
It is.
And I've been doing it for about a year. And I'm just like, no, honestly, my respects, because es un trabajo where you start at 6 a.m. and you don't stop till 8, 9 o'clock at night.
I know.
And
I
you don't get you. Paid for this, dude. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's work.
Yeah. It's work. No, I saw it and I commend you, because it's a question I've been wanting to ask you, because we have never talked about it. My sister was just like, and she says, you know, it works. I respect it works for you guys. I see why. And I think you raising your children is way better than someone else, especially if JJ was crying.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he was crying.
Yeah.
So he prefers his dad.
Yeah.
While you're doing what you got to do and you figure that out and you're organizing everything, then you guys can figure out what you do next year, the following.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely an amazing thing that you're doing, because I saw you wake up super early. My sister couldn't even talk to the kids. She was in so much. She just felt so nauseous. You guys, that's a whole other thing we can talk about another time. But her experience. But it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. In a way, it's kind of like, oh, just go and wake up and go to work and come back. But staying home, because a dish, lava los trastes y ratito. Boom. That's why I was like, when I was there, I was like, I'm going to help him wash the dishes. Like, I'm going to, like, I don't want him to worry, because he was caring for my sister and then the kids, and it's a lot. So I think I personally feel that that's dope that you could say, I'm gonna put my pride to the side and F what everyone else says, middle fingers up and boom, because it doesn't matter. Rudy's absolutely right. It's what works for you guys. And I think it's awesome that you can go and you do what you're doing for mom, which I know that's hard in itself. Sister,
I get home super tired sometimes.
It's a lot. It's mentally, emotionally, especially with everything that we've been through the past year with the family, and I'm sure you hear it, because I'm sure she cries at night and tells you, and it's a lot of stress. And that's another thing. Like, I say it all the time. I'm so proud of my sister, and, like, it's I was there, and what it is to – my mom was here physically, like, but when I was helping my mom build her empire, that was hard. But even now, not having her, and you want to ask her, like, Mom, what do you want?
Is this the right decision?
Is this the right decision? That's I'm like, damn.
It's like, how do you know what she would want?
And how? Like, you have your business. You guys have the colores. You have your household. You have it's so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is. It's a lot. I think, like I said last time, it just takes a lot of intentionality. Mm-hmm. I think with mom in the business, there's been a lot of signs, which I'm so grateful, because I get peace. But then, you know, there's a lot of drama as well. And I think this year it's been not bringing that stuff home.
Yeah.
You know, and not checking out at home because I'm so tired from the day and so emotionally drained or mentally drained. And Tanya told me the other day, like, I think you've checked out a little bit. You got to be intentional at home.
Yeah.
And keep us like this together. So it's like, all right, pulling energy from I don't know where to ask the kids how they were and help with this and just different things. But I've been trying not to bring the emotional stress home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, Tanya told me once that the mom is like changes the energy at home. So
the thermostat.
Yes, the thermostat of the home. And if I'm not okay, then everyone else is going to feel it.
Damn. Yeah. And that's a lot of pressure maybe, huh?
A little bit.
But
I do want to say, you know, publicly as well, and I've said it to her privately, that she's doing a great job, that I'm proud of her as her husband. Like, I see the cleanup that she did with the company, dude. Like, it's almost like she threw almost everything out. And it's like, we need to rebuild from ground up. Yeah. And I see that. And I've helped her with some of that, too. Like, we're at the office trying to organize files correctly and things that you can just tell. Como que se lo dieron nomás así. Yeah. And like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, kids there. They're eating in the in the break room or in the conference room while we're doing putting the files away or whatever. And it's like, man. And then I'm proud of her, because I even see, like, it's silly, but even in like the quality of the shirts, I'm just like, this is way better.
Everything's better.
Yeah.
It's gonna. Era un desmadre. Okay, so I just my little sister guys grew up. That's all. That's all I can say. Like,
I grew a pair.
It's just like I'm like, I even said it, I think, the other day. I was like, she's now the big sister. And that's how I feel. It's like sometimes I'm like, okay, this is my sister's position. I respect her. I respect it. Like, and I want to say thank you to you too, honestly, Mike, for allowing her, because this is a huge thank you for letting her take on this responsibility for all of us, you know, all of us, for my mother. Because it was a mess, and it's still kind of, we have a lot
there's
happening.
There's a lot of work to
there's
do.
There's a lot of stuff, you guys, stuff that we've never talked about that I don't know if we ever will talk about publicly, but.
Only if it's necessary.
If it's necessary.
I'm not going to speak details, but even Jackie saw, like, I saw certain files where I saw how generous my mother-in-law was, and I even just started crying because I'm like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to say I'm grateful for Mike, because I felt when coming in, it's ya van a ser dos años, or ya son dos años. I felt unsure of myself and my abilities, but then also as a mom, it's like, I'm only used to being home with my kids. I mean, I worked from home and the colores and stuff like that. And he's definitely, just having that peace of mind really allows me to keep myself focused at work and with the decisions that need to be made, whether it's JRF or JRE. But, you know, I'm grateful because he's grown. Like, he's learned to cook, you know, not all the big things, but, you know, he can make some mac and cheese.
He makes a killer grilled cheese.
Yeah, she did.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, damn, this thing's good. Yeah.
So he's that, you know, I'm just proud. And it might not look normal what people say, but it's really what's best for us,
and that's just all that matters. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters, and the kids are happier, and
they really are. They're doing better in school.
Yeah. That's amazing. Like,
it just kind of goes to show the need of a father in the home.
Yes,
you know, like, they're doing so good in school. They know how to express themselves better. Like, they're so trustworthy. We have Jayla's a teenager now, and you would think this is the time where it's going to get really hard because boys and just whatever and drugs and all that stuff, but she's extremely open, and I've even come to see, like, she's more open with him.
That's what I was gonna ask you.
100%.
I saw that they tell him everything.
Yes.
Oh, and this guy, and he did that, and he has this whole conversation. I'm listening, mm-hmm. and I'm like, damn, the kids really, like,
they're open.
They have
with him.
Yeah. Does it make you feel any type of way, like a little, I don't know, jealousy or like?
Honestly, it does sometimes. I've had moments where I've felt very, like, outside. Like, I get home and I feel like I don't belong. And I've thought about, like, mom, like, if she's had ever felt that way. But
she
then,
felt that with me.
Yeah, like, it's like, no me encuentro, mm-hmm. sometimes. And then, obviously, with my sessions with Tanya, she's like, no, like, you just got to fight that and ask them. Mm-hmm. And they're dying to talk about it. So it's like a little battle that I've had to learn as a full-time working mom. It's like, okay, how do I get myself back into the family mode?
Mm-hmm.
But there is moments. It's hard. Yeah, and I've thought of mom. I'm like, man, I kind of get what she might have been feeling. Well, especially if she left for the weekends. And
exactly.
You know?
And she did. And I didn't understand that then. And when she asked me to move out, she's like, I just want my home to feel like my home. I want my kids to feel like my kids. Because it was, you know, obviously this is a marriage. Very different. Yeah. But, like, I felt like in a way that was like a marriage. Like, she was the husband, you know, and I was the wife, and I stayed home, and the kids, and it's like I would lay down the rules, and then she would come, and it's like, what do you mean? Like, I took away his iPad because he's being a bad boy, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I get that. You know what I mean? So I was wondering. I was like, it's very different, but I know mom felt that way, where I was like, now I get it. Now I'm like, damn, I get it. It was, no que estorbaba yo, but it was more of like,
She
felt left out, you know? But that's why I'm glad that you guys are have your counseling, communication.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para
para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
That's what I was going to ask you. For a marriage, now that in your second marriage, your new marriage, what are the best advice that you can give us that are trying to make things work? You just said communication. That's huge.
Yeah,
100%. I think that's huge. What's another one?
She's always right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, but no. I think it's definitely communication, but more communication when you don't feel like it. There's sometimes moments where you're like, I don't even. But those are the moments you should push through the most.
Okay.
I feel a lot of forgiveness because you have to remember, like, I thought just because I had met him at church, he was going to be like the perfect guy and he was going to have it all together. But he comes with baggage. I come with baggage. And you have to be ready to, like, be ready to forgive because they're not going to be perfect. They're going to make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. So definitely, I think, and then intentionality, especially now, like, because he's tired from being with the kids all day. I'm tired from being at work. But it's like intentionality in our personal relationship. Just because we're taking care of kids together doesn't mean we're building our marriage.
Right. So you guys still have to find that time for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Which is a little hard sometimes, you know, because I decided to move all the way far, far away. So I don't have my siblings to help take care of the kids. But I mean,
we got to figure that out.
Tanya and Rudy really taught us that date nights don't mean date nights to get out of your house. That means like just turn off the TV and talk to each other or play a game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I thought date night is like go out and get. Okay, cool. Just be together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without our phones. That's a big thing.
And have you, sister, ever thought of in this whole almost 2 years of being the CEO, have you thought, I've never asked you this, but have you ever thought, I don't want to do this. I want to quit.
Probably a handful of times.
Okay.
I think
it's,
then it's mostly emotional.
Okay.
It's mostly like, I just can't deal with the emotional stress. There's really hard decisions that need to be made. And I'm like, I wish someone else could make these. I wish it wasn't me. So I have thought and I've prayed. I'm like, okay, how long am I going to be doing this for? Is this forever? Is this just an assignment for this moment?
Okay. Because I don't want you to, like, give up on your music.
Yeah. So I really have to put
that to the side a little bit. But
just a little bit. But I'm still working. Okay. Like, I've recorded a few things when I have time.
Okay, good. Good.
And this year is definitely the year, my album's coming out.
Thank God. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it.
I'm also going to have to get used to like whatever change comes to it, readjust again.
And also to say, okay, you're organizing and it took a long time to organize and put everything the right way and situate it. But once you have those people, I've told you, it's okay. Then you delegate and you're supervising and you could still do you and do your family. Because I think you don't want to live with, Mom doesn't want that for you. I can tell you right now. I know mom, okay? We all know. But I feel like mom would say, I need you She wanted you to be on that stage. She wanted you to sing. She wanted you to, she wants all of us to do what we want to do. You know?
Yeah.
So, and I know you never have to worry about all of us or all of us. And I can probably speak for all of your siblings as well. Like, we're going to be fine with it. We want you to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, your family is important. So I wanted to say that.
Thank you, sister.
If there's anything, a piece of advice as far as like what not to do in a relationship, like something that is like, don't do this or anything. Like, for instance, for me, I have a problem with when I'm upset, I bring up stuff that happened in the past that you hurt my feelings about.
Oh, you have it in and a file cabinet ready to.
And that's not good. Tanya's like, uh-uh. And
yeah.
Then, yeah, she got on me.
Yeah.
She's like, you need to stop doing that. And I said, okay. Because that's like my little card. I was like, well, you did this, and this is why I'm like this. And I'm like mad, and I'm sad. And, you know, but yeah. For me, that's that. Is there one that you guys have?
I mean, you can go.
I used to be like that, to be honest with you. I could definitely hold a grudge for quite some time. Still do, but through counseling and mentorship, you know, they kind of open your eyes to realize like why you're doing that. Mm-hmm. And when you realize why you're doing that, you're like, oh man, that's kind of childish and petty of me. Yeah. So then it forces you to change. But, you know, we all go through our process and we all go through our growth at our own time. So it's mm-hmm. almost like I'm not judging anyone else for doing it. You know, for me, it's just almost like it's crazy. Like if, I don't know, the other day, Jayla was like, man, Dad, everyone knows the password to your phone. And I said, everyone in this household. And why? Because I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah.
So you guys can go through my phone at any time when you want and go for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's just kind of looks at me and she's like, okay, whatever, Dad. And for her, it's like, whatever.
First, like, my passcode, absolutely not.
But I know in the future, one day she's going to look back at that and be like, there's transparency there. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
That's awesome.
And that's what I see in you too, Mike. Like, where you, for you even saying like, you know what, I'm still working on this. I was this way. We had a conversation a few months ago and we talked about it. And I was like, dude, that shows growth when we can say, hey, I'm not perfect. I've messed up. I effed up here. Like, that's awesome.
And I even noticed it like when you were opening the show or the episode ever, I even tell Jackie it recently in a conversation that we were having. I said, with me, talk to me straightforward, like tell me like, hey, you did this wrong, or I don't trust because of this. Tell me, because you know I'm not afraid to see or to hear that and see if maybe I am wrong, or maybe I can help heal you for you thinking what you're thinking, you know?
Right, exactly.
Because we're afraid to say, like, for example, you know, if she's afraid that I'm being unfaithful, she might be afraid to ask the question, well, I don't want to ask him because he's just going to straight up lie to me. And to me, I'm like, be honest. Like, if that's the fear you have, ask me. Like you'll be able to see it either in the reflection and how he responds, like, you know, and go for it. Yeah. Like, you know, my mom used to say, el que nada debe, nada teme. Exactly. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And my mom always used to say, ask. Asking you will learn. Don't be that little girl that's scared to lift your hand. Always ask questions, you know? So it's like, it's true. You got to ask in order to know. So, okay, sister, so you could be doing anything and everything, okay? You could have said, no, I don't want to do this, CEO, JRE, because whatever reasons. Why did you say yes?
Well, I prayed a lot about it because it was going to be a sacrifice on many different levels. And I felt God say, it was actually an analogy of like a basketball in our hands is nothing, but in the hands of LeBron James, it's millions and millions of dollars. And I felt God say, this company in the right hands will be blessed abundantly. And I really felt like, okay, it's going to be hard and it's going to help me grow. And it has helped me grow. I felt mom so close, like teaching me really to grow, but I feel like it's going to be blessed because it's going to be finally in the right hands. And that's not just me, the right hands, but us.
Yeah. And you've been really good with involving us and everything. I think you've been so great with that. I think you're doing a great job, sister. And I'm sorry for everything that has happened and publicly and so much crap that has been said. And, you know, just for the record, did anyone force you to do this job?
No one forced me to do this job. And no one forced me to sue anyone. It was the right decision that needed to be made.
Okay, sister. Okay, great. Because for some reason, everyone thinks I forced you and that I'm the big bad witch.
Yeah, no.
That is like, do this, Jackie, and do this, Johnny, and Jenica, you say this, and Mikey, you be a penis. And no, it was not me, you guys. Not at all. These kids, and they're not kids, they're grown as hell. Johnny's 23. They're grown. You guys have always had a mind of your own. And I'm here and I respect them. And if I'm like, hey, this seems a little weird, at the end of the day, you have a mind of your own and you have grown so much many different ways. You're different for the better. You've grown in every way. And I wanted to kind of say that because I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to come out, sister, and say things and get on a live and just go to people's houses. And I'm like, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to compose. You got to trust God.
Trust God 100%. And he knows everything. And just for the record, when I was thinking about this, because just the decision to do the lawsuit was not easy, I think, for any of us.
Yeah, it was very hard.
There was days where it's like, let's do this. And there was days where like, I can't, this is crazy. But you're the one that told me, let's just pray about it. Let's pray a little bit. And we did. We gave it a whole year.
Yeah. So a whole year, you guys.
And so I just, you know.
Yeah, we can't talk about the details, obviously, because we're going to leave that in the hands of the law. And we're just trying to do things as right as possible. I know some people might think, oh, my God, they're suing their grandpa. It's so much, it's beyond that. And unfortunately, a lot of our family has been a lot very business. And fortunately or unfortunately, what's right is right. And mom worked very hard for myself and my siblings. And it is what it is. People won't understand it until they know the details.
It comes down to whether you're healthy or not. And I think when you're not healthy, it's when you make it personal, like it's family. But if you take the titles away, if you take away grandpa and if you take away granddaughter, and you really find out what's going on, wait, this deal didn't pay this deal? Well, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. But because of years, and we're healing from us, right? Like from us. And I could only imagine they have to go through their healing because so many things happen and they thought that was the right way to do business back then. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, it's like, not the right way. But then it's like, take away that from someone that was used to that. And it, you know, el niño tira un berrinche. Like, it's going to happen.
Because they had so much in their hands and so much power that then you take it from them. And it's like, the monster comes out. You know what I mean? And it's like, we go back to what we've talked about, toxic loyalty, which, you know, we can't get into too much right now. But it's like, we can't have toxic loyalty. Like, we got to do what is right. And they have to do what is right, you know? So anyways, that's a whole other episode, you guys. But I think your podcast is great.
It's going to be good, huh? Yes.
Okay, so, Mike, I have a question for you now. Because I'm assuming that in your household, like, therapy wasn't a thing, or was it?
No.
Like, counseling? No,
okay. Not at all.
What was it that made you, like, reach out to, like, Tanya? I mean, because thank God you found her, and now we all benefit.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you feel, like, especially because, again, being a man, being a Latino man, and men can be embarrassed or feel like, no, I don't need help. I got this. Or what in you, or what was it? Or what was
the moment,
the straw that broke the camel's back that was like, I got to do this?
Well, I was devastated for sure being separated from my wife, from the kids. And there was like many nights where, you know, being honest, I would go to sleep crying. Like, I'm crying for, and I've told Jackie this, like, there was days where I'm literally crying in my bed and I'm praying to God and I'm telling God, one day I'm going to have my wife back in this bed with me. And it was tough moments, but my sister was the one that actually told me, she's like, call this lady, like, just find, like, because she also heard her testimony. So then I called her and I started having sessions and I started going through certain feelings with her. And it's hard because you're fighting what you were taught as a Latino man, like, you know, los hombres no lloran, or don't feel, or this. And then I started coming to a realization like, wait, I'm a different type of guy than other guys. Like, I do allow myself to think and feel. And sometimes I even tell myself like, man, you're a little bit too much, but I'm like, that's the gift God has given me. Like, that's who I am. And I have to embrace that. So through one of my sessions with Tanya, she told me to write a letter to Jackie. So I started writing a letter to Jackie. And she said, you know, write the things that you're sorry for, or things that, or how you treated her. So I started writing this letter. And then I finished it. And then the next session, Tanya said, all right, read it to me. And then when I started reading it, that's what really impacted me to like, it clicked something in me to say, I need to start changing. Because in my letter, I was apologizing to my wife. And I'm not crying because I haven't healed from it. I'm crying just because like, I remember that. And I'm like, man, I was a jerk for suppressing her, for telling her that people only wanted to hear her because she's Jenny Rivera's daughter, for telling her she's a bad mom. And then Tanya said, would you want your daughters to marry a man like that? And that's when I'm like, no, like I would not. So then that kind of hit me to be like, well, she's someone's daughter. And that's when I said, okay, no, I got to change this. I got to start treating. And it just, honestly, that was a transformation that God really did in me. And he said, hey, Mike, instead of speaking these words of death to your family, start speaking words of life. And it was hard because I never grew up hearing that from my dad to anyone or aunts and uncles, nothing. So, and as I started doing it, it started becoming a little bit more normal. And now, like, I'm just so grateful with God because I'm like, wow, like, I can tell her I'm proud of her. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't before. It's weird, but it's just like that was a transformation that really helped, you know. And that's why counseling is very important.
It's very important, you guys. Therapy, we're huge in that. This is the fruit of seeking counseling and therapy. And I can't even say it enough. I'm so proud, you guys. Like, this is,
thank you.
This is awesome. And I am so grateful that you guys took the time to come, because I know you guys have the kids and it's kind of far, but I'm so grateful. So you guys, before you leave. Okay. So the Mac Effect.
Yeah.
Is the podcast.
Yeah.
Your guys' Instagram. Do you guys want to share it so people can follow you guys and follow your journey and stuff?
Go ahead. Okay. I'm Jackie Rivera. Only because that's my artist name, not because I'm not proud of the Campos. On Instagram and everything else.
Yeah. And
but Jackie with a Q. Sorry.
I've never told people, yeah, follow me on Instagram. So just if you find me, you find me. And that's great.
I like that. So I am proud. I love you guys. And thank you for giving me beautiful, wonderful nieces and nephews. I love them so much.
You can have them whenever you want.
Have great kids. All right, cool. Angelica will help me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Angelica's the best. Yeah. Anyways, you guys, thank you so much. And I will catch you on the next episode of Chickies and True.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Do you need advice on love, relationships, health, y más? I'm so excited to share with you that my Chickies and Chill podcast will have an extra episode drop each week. I'll be answering all your questions. Just leave me a voice message con todas tus preguntas y yo te las voy a contestar personalmente. All you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/Chickies and Chill podcast and record your questions. I can't wait to hear from you. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.